Okay, so today, Bez Hashem is the last of the four-part series on Mikvos. Anyone who wants to hear the longer version, that's 20-some, that was about last year's Shun's month, so that was 20-some-odd shiurim. Obviously, it's more in-depth, but I try to do the main important topics here in these four shiurim. Okay. So, basically, all of Hilchos Mikvos today are predicated on the modern-day hygiene standard of modern society. Meaning, the old mikvahs were just a hole in the ground of rainwater, and then people just came in and out, and obviously it was probably not so hygienically pleasing, and it was dirty, and you know, there was one mikveh in Bnei Brak that still had that, or the old Vizhnitzer Rebbe. When the Vizhnitzer Rebbe passed away, there was an article in the New York Times about a certain mikveh in Bnei Brak. I remember Rabbi Willig just passed by. He called me up to discuss that mikveh because it basically was just rainwater, and that's it. Rainwater, the same rainwater forever. So that's not the most pleasant experience. So we're in modern society today. You know, these things don't fly. So basically, the way all modern day mikvos, except for maybe that one in Bnei Brak, or maybe a few exceptions, have a constant replenishment of water on a daily basis. Certainly in the mikvahs that are in the communities that you're familiar with, you know, the big communities, either whether it's the modern Orthodox communities or the more yeshivish or Hasidish or wherever they are, they're constantly bringing in new water every day. Now, because, and then obviously, okay, so if you're number one on the list to go to the mikvah that night, so it'll be the cleanest. If you're number 78 on the list, so then it won't be as clean. But it's much cleaner than the person who is day 78 on the same water, you know. So how does the halacha provide for this? So that is the Mishnah on page one here, Perek Vav. Mishnah Zayin. Eruv mikvaos kishvoferes hanod. So we have a concept called shvoferes hanod, which we assume is the shear of two fingers. And you have that hole. And basically, I use this. So that's a very simplistic way of doing it. Meaning, you have two cavities in the ground, and you have your Megishamim on one side of the wall, and you have your Mayim Shuvim, the tap water, we assume, that we mentioned the other time, that we assume that tap water is considered Mayim Shuvim because it goes in a Kli. So the rainwater is coming from the roof into a pipe.
pipe that's not mekabel tuma, it doesn't have a base kibul, it's coming through here, and then the faucet is open through here, and then you have a hole, two fingers in the middle, where the waters meet. And the halacha deems the mayim she'uvim, since it was hushak, touched, they met together in the hole of the megashamim, that now the mayim she'uvim has a status of megashamim. So then, every day, we can do the same thing. At the end of the day, we'll suck out the mayim she'uvim, and we'll make sure it's very dry, and then we'll bring in a new shipment. And then every day you have your clean water. And this is based on this Mishnah of Erev Mikvaos Kishafer Sanon. Now, truth be told, that the Mishnah really never really said that. The Mishnah really, of Eric McVos, really means that if you have two mikvahs, two cavities in the ground, both megishamim and megishamim, and each one, say, has 20 saw, which is not sufficient. So the fact that you have this connection of shofar sanon between on the chaber, the 20 and 20, so now you can go in either one, and now you have gone into something that is considered 40 saw, because, or if you have 40 and 20, have that. This is 40, this is 20, and you go in, and again, this 20 is mechuber to the 40, so it's all one thing, and you have your shear. But this scenario, that you can do this with mayim she'uvim, is not articulated beferish in the Mishnayos. But the Rishonim and the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch assume that to be a natural extension from this original din of Erev Mikvos Kishferes Hanot. Again, Kishferes Hanot just means that Erev, to Mechaber, the Chibur Mikvos, for the purpose of requisite shear, to have it. So, but normative halacha is that's okay. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's normative halacha, that it is retar shuvim. There are some Rishonim that, you know, are not, don't make it big in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Tosas Rid and things like that, who say that maybe it doesn't have the ability to retar, just if it touches the mayim megishamim, just for the shofar sanot. Mishnah Ches is a Mishnah which says like this. Say you have megishamim here. Right. So here you have 40 saw. And you want to take Mayim Shu'uvim and pour the Mayim Shu'uvim in here, right? And then it'll flow over to here. So that the Mishnah says is good.
Tarim is a mikveh al yom lekatom. Yeah. Haya be elyon abarim saw v'tachton en klum umali bekosiv v'nosin le'edyon achi yerdu le'tachton.
Whereas if you have this is supposed to be higher up. I didn't draw it, so I drew it even, but this is really higher up, and you put the original, have your megisham here, and then you add mayim she'uvim into here, and then it flows into here, and it's all good. So that case the Mishnah says is good. Because at least in that case, there's a real mixture. It really got ma'uruf. Here, they're independent, they're coming in from independent sides, and they meet in the middle with this. So the assumption that the poskim, Rishon and Achronim have is that if it's good to be mechaber mikvos one to the other, then it could also metayer b'shuvim. And this minority shita of that's quoted in the sheet of the Tosas Rid, and some say maybe the Rambam holds that way. If you look at, I once gave a chabur in the Kol Elyon about these topics. It was when I was not in the Kol Elyon, it was way past my years in the Kol Elyon, but the Kol Elyon was learning Mikvos that year, so I gave a chabur. So it's in the Kol, so I was in the old Kol Elyon. Kol Elyon that our new president was a member of as well. He's younger than me, he's after me. But then when they had the new Kol Elyon, so I gave a chabura, and the beginning of the chabura was discussing those shitas that say that you can't get a tire shu'uvim just through hashaka. It has to be chabura was Rav Shechta. Says based on some Rishonim like a Zriya, like, you know, a Zriya means that if you have a seed that's Tameh and then you put it in the ground and then it takes root, so now the Tumah is Paka. So this is sort of like that type of thing that you're putting Mayim She'uvim in the Megishomim and then it's flowing over, so that would, but again, in halacha, it's accepted that a hashaka zeh b'tzad zeh is a. Well, I even put it in this packet. You see? Tshuvas Harid. On page 4. Achavir ri kosev elai tshuvas al devrechim omer she'ena shuvim nishokim b'mikve geshver zanon. It's not true. Ein hashuvim nishokin. The mikvah sure it doesn't work. He says, Erev mikvos yisrael sanod. Dafka be Erev mikvos. We'll all be Erev shuvim. B'mahan yon hashaka. So that's the Tshuvas HaRid. That's the Baal Tosas Rid. Tshuva Tezvav. Here it is. But that's not, you know, the Tosas Rid doesn't. Rav Shechter once said, if you want to give a chabura and make it interesting, you go to Tosas Rid, because he always has mechudash tikka things to say. But in the world of Shulchan Aruch, like, his opinions don't usually even make it into the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's the way it is. So the So that's one approach to dealing with a mikvah, to have what we call a bor tevila. That's where the women are going to go, and this is called the bor hashaka. That's where the rainwater is the bor hashaka, where the tap water is called the Bor Tevila, the human being goes into the Or Tvila, where the Mayim Shu'uvim are, and there's going to be a hole there. If you ever go to a mikveh, say here in Washington Heights, and there in Rosh Hashanah, or Erev Yom Kippur, you'll see the hole. But the question, and this is a simple way to build a mikveh. Very nice mikveh. And then every day, you know, the way they do it today is they suck it out, like we discussed the other day, they sort of like a vacuum cleaner that sucks it out, dry it, and you can put in new water every day. The question that the Rishonim deal with, the Gabbai Debor Hashaka, is it sufficient Hashaka Chad Pa'ami? Because one time the waters touch and it converts the Mayim Shuvim to make Shomer, now you could stop it up again. Or do we say no? That it has to be Kol Zman, that the person is in the mikveh, the hole has to be open. So this is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh here on page 5. Which is quoted in the Mechaber on page 5. As Asher Sha'alto, Shnei Mikvos, Echad Shol, Echad Kosher, Harkrovim Zelazek, Shvaras Hanod, Venistam Hanekev, Nishar Shol, Vehach Shere, Odil Makemin, Shenistam Chazir Lios, Posul Kivetchila. In other words, do we say once they met one time, it converts, and then it's okay? Or not? Okay, Dil Makemin, Shenistam Chazir Lios, Posul Kivetchila, Shuva Nirali, Kevid, Nishabru, Pamachas, That's it. Once it came in contact one time, it's kosher, and then you could stop it up. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch, that's how this appears in Shulchan Aruch on page 8, H. Aleph Nun Beis. Habala Ariv Mikvah Posul. You see, the Shulchan Aruch says, Habala Ariv Mikvah Posul, or Choser. So he starts off right away against the what? The Tosas Rid. That's his first thing, Mikvah Posul, meaning Shuvim, or Choser. Now, obviously, when we're talking about chaser, there's no question that if you stop up the hole and you have 20 and 20, then it's not going to help anymore, because now you dismantled your keyboard. The only question is, by puzzle, by shuvim, maybe that could be different. So that's what he says. Ulachash in his arid hapasul imakosher afilu rega nishar la olam behechshero. So for one second, you know, then it's, and then you could what? Plug it up again. Afilu nistam manekem achakach shol yomer. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch is quoting what? The Tshuvas HaRosh. However, there is another shita that is here on page 7. Let's say 7 is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. I like to say over many times that Beresh Mandelbaum. You ever hear? Beresh Mandelbaum is a librarian here in the yeshiva. In Gadisman Library. Hopefully it'll be restored soon. Gadisman Library. He was even in the old building. You know, the Gadisman Library used to be in the MTA building. You know, what was called the MTA Library. And then they moved it to the, and they built a, and
now all of a sudden they decided they need renovations. I'm not sure why, but he was the librarian from 1948 to 1998. So I wasn't here in 48, I came in 78. And then even after he left the yeshiva in 98, he lived in Brooklyn, and I was able to go visit him when he was staying by his daughter, and we had a very close relationship. He was a big go, and he was a bucky in all this farm. He was a, you know, like people speak about Rav Menachem Zemba, so he saw Rav Menachem Zemba. You know, people speak about Eish Kodesh, you know, five towns, Eish Kodesh. He was in the mikveh with the Eish Kodesh, you understand? Plus his encyclopedic knowledge. He wrote the Sari Elef, which is a bibliography of many different svarim. So I once asked him, how do I find the Rabbeinu Yerucham in the card catalog? So he said, you'll have to look on the Tuf, which the official name of the Sefer is told us Adam Vachab. Because he divides certain halachas are called Adam halachas, and certain halachas, women, are Chava halachas. So he says like this. In other words, the Rosh said it's okay, but he says nistapku habefarshim, meaning there are some shitas that hold it's not okay. And then he says, Yeshua Farshim, like the Rush. So that's the Rabbein Yerucham, the Stapkam Farshim. So the Shach, on page 8, Sifkat and Kufiyat Beis, the Olam Bakshir, Rabbein Yerucham Kosav, Shinistapkam Farshim, So this, I remember Rabbi Slotin once said to me, you know, the Tov L'Hachmir L'Chachila and the Shach and the Chassid's mind is like, and that's it. You know, he's the Lubavitcher Shliach for many, many years in Sunni in Binghamton. So my friend used to be the Rav there in Binghamton, so I was visiting him, and we visited the mikveh, Hulik. So basically, that became normative halacha, that whenever women go to the mikveh, the hole should be open. Right? The hole should be open. Because usually, when they suck out the daily, you know, cleaning of the mikveh, they suck out the mayim she'uvim, so they plug up the hole at the time, because they don't want to have water coming from, you know, as we'll explain soon, the make shamim, we want it to be as pristine as possible, to be there, you know, so we want it to stay there, so when we suck it out, we plug up the hole, and then we fill up the water with new tap water. And then the key thing in running a mikveh is to remember to unplug the plug. Because if you don't do that, then you didn't do a hashaka. And then you're up the creek. You know. I mean, we did say that the Gedulei Tara says that tap water is not shuvim, but, you know, you're not allowed to say that. So that's an important thing. You have to have a responsible person who's gonna, you know, the basic things in life. Take the stopper out every day, and then the whole time that the women are going there, it's out. It's not plugged in. Now, if you'll notice, those that go, I can't speak about every mikveh in the world, but say you go here to the Roy's mikveh for Erev Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, when the men go, the plug is always in. Because the shchum or the shach, they don't need for the men. Understand? And why should they? Because you have to realize, any time
that the hole is open while people are going, there's going to be displacement of water. You know, the person's body is going to cause water to, you know, and, you know, so we'll see why that's an issue of but as I'll explain to you later, we would like to have the pristine make shum as long as possible, as much as we can have. So we're not going to wait, you know, for the men whose minhag to go to the mikveh is not nearly as significant as the women's obligation to go to the mikveh. So we can rely on the Iker Hadin that even though a men's mikveh really is kosher, even b'shuvim, that you don't do any hashaka to for Tfilas Ezra. But still, like others say, like Rav Soloveitchik, who's makpid that for the Erev Yom Kippur, you know, the Tara of Erev Yom Kippur, you want to be Matayr. So it's not Matayr, it's a heter for the Balkeri. He's still a Balkeri when he comes out, if he goes into Shuvim. But for Takanas Ezra, this type of Balkeri is mutter. But when you go into water that has a shaka, then you mamish Matayr the person. Then this Tara, so Rav Soloveitchik and others, you know, thought for Erev Yom Kippur, at least there should be real Tara. So, okay, but so the shaka was done, you know, but have to be machmir for the shach at the expense of all the water being displaced for the tzorach of the men, that many mikvos don't feel as kedai for the men. And the men aren't complaining, so you know, we should want equal rights. You know, we're not complaining, so it's okay. Okay, so that is the first thing. Now, and if you'd like to build a mikveh like that, that's fine. That's a great mikveh. You just do one bor tefila, one bor hashaka, shalom on Yisrael. However, there's another way of building a mikveh. And that's, so we call this the hashaka method. And now, we have another method called the Zriya method. So it's like this. Again, there are a lot of different complications, but the basic idea is you have Megishamim here. Okay. And then instead of the tap water coming in through the other direction, right, we're going to have the tap water, the Mayim She'uvim, come in here, and then overflow into here. Or sometimes there's a hole and it overflows into here. So then we're doing what's called Zriya. In other words, the water is not meeting from coming in from two sides and meeting in the middle, but it's going in here and flowing into here. Now, the advantage of this way of doing it is that, first of all, the whole problem that you can forget the plug is not going to be a problem here, because you're not putting any water going in the other direction. It's all coming. The only thing you have to make sure is that the Mayim Shamim is first and the Mayim Shuvim is after. Not like a certain mikvah, which I mentioned the other time, where for like 10 years, the person filling the mikvah put the Shuvim in first, and then the Shamim, and whatever. The rest is, until they discovered it after a good, I was told, 8-10 years. So this is Zriya, And then, of course, like Rav Shechter mentioned, if you say that, like the Tosfos Rid and the other, you know, Rishonim, that we don't seem to give so much credibility to halacha, that the shofar said, no, it doesn't work to entire shuvim, then of course this will be a better option as well. So these are two different ways. So, and really, you could choose. You can make a mikveh like this, you can make a mikveh like this. And then, it's good. Either way, choose your mikveh.
Does it have to be a continuous flow? Meaning, how is that set up when you have to make
it? But you have your mikveh shomrim.
It's 40 saw first, and then...
40 saw first.
And then
the mayim shuvim come in after.
So it... But then you don't need a continuous flow. Meaning there's no like similar shiloh like by the plug.
Right.
You just...
Once it mixes, it's converted.
Okay.
It's converted. That's better. Like Rav Moshe is a little true about that. That it's converted. It's not like this. Because here, the Rabbein Rucham is when you didn't even have a real mix. They just met by this hole. So then you need the but it's beferish in the Mishnah, the Vav Ches, that you fill in from the, you know, and then it goes down to the other pit.
Uh-huh.
As we said,
so that's basically what this is.
Right, so this is just like Rav Moshe, Shachnav Rav Moshe, this is that Mishnah, basically. Okay? So those are the two. Okay, now, the Shaila is like this. There is a Gemara in Yevamos on page 14. It's quoting a Mishnah in Mikvos, Parak Zion Mishnah Beis. So we said the halacha is that once you have your 40 saw, so we pass the halacha, then you can be marve kol shuvim shiva olam. Even though in the end it's going to be 40 saw of megashamim and 1,000 mayim shuvim, but since if the 40 was there first, then it wins. But the 40 has to be established at first, and anything that's put on top of it afterwards is nitar afterwards. So you have a Mishnah, it says like this. Mikvah she'esh barabim saw mechuvanos. You have 40 saw. Noson saw v'notol saw. So you put in a saw, and then you take out a saw. So Rashi learns, may peris. You put in apple juice. You had your 40 saw, then you put in apple juice. So now apple juice is not good for a mikveh, but it's still bottle in the so it's good. So you put in one saw of apple juice and you take in a saw of whatever's there. So you can keep doing that. Ad rubo. In other words, you can do the ad rubo. In other words, until you, as long as you still have the rove of the megashamim in there, you can do this one saw in, one saw out, one saw in, one saw out. Okay, and then ad rubo is kasha. Then your mikveh is still kasha. But let me ask you a question: what if you put in mayim shuvim? So then, ad olam. Because you see, mayim, may she'uvim could be nitar, right, by hashaka, by zriya. But fruit juice is always fruit juice. It's not mayim. So it will never convert. You understand? So then it could still be nisbatel in the mayim kishamim. But it won't convert. So up to rubo, it's okay. But mayim shuvim, you can put in noson sa, noton sa, noton sa, noton sa, noton sa, until Mashiach comes. You know?
No, halvai should come. You can keep doing that. Again, 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 and again, again, right? And that's how most Rishonim learn. That it's talking about may Paris, and that's what the Nosan Salvanotel Sol is referring to. However, both the Rambam and the Ravid learn differently. And they learn that the halacha of Nosan Sol Venotel Sol applies as well to what? To Mayim Shuvim. So when you put in, and you take out, put in, take out, put in, take out, put in, take out, it'll only work on as long as you have what? Rove. Once you deplete Rove, then it's no good anymore. It could be, some say, that this is only a dindarabonim, because it's mistaber midaraisa, it should be good. So how do we paskin on the shaila? This is a big discussion, a big nafkamina, right? Whether, because... So take a look, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. On page 20 in the packet. So Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Aleph Chav Dalet that make kvashim shlokos seva may Paris yesh mem sa nafal tochum me'elu kosher aval mayim she'uvim she'nafal she'im afil also kein ad olam says the mechaber because it's converted. But look in the Shach now, Samach Gimel. So, V'das HaRambam, and it rived, V'mayim Sh'uvim Ad Rubo Dafka Kosher. So that's a tremendous chumra. That even Mayim Sh'uvim, that you have the same limitation. So the Shach says, And then he says the Rashbates says b'shem arayve the same thing because the shalav v'shachron miskim ul hachshim kol mochen ein roi lachnis harosh bein hamachloikus. He doesn't want to. He says even though most opinions say it's okay, but doesn't want to get involved, so you should be machmir. So now this is the challenge of the modern day mikvah. Again, the modern day mikvah is going to work on this premise of either Zriya or Hashaka because we want for the cleanliness of the situation. But now we threw a monkey wrench into this whole thing. Because if you want to be machmir, first of all, two chumras we have. We are people who leave the hole open. Because the Shach says, Tov l'chachmir l'chatzila. So we do that. But once we do that, then the waters are what? Going to, every time a woman comes in, there's going to be some displacement. So after a certain amount of time, your megishomim is not going to really have 40-star megishomim. So all you need is rove. But even that, you're going to lose eventually. So if we would be the Truvas Harash people, then we'd be fine. We'll just, we'll do the Hashaka before the first lady comes in. We'll plug it up already. So then we won't have problems. But we want to be Ma'amir. Right? So then you want your cake and eat it too, And certainly, look at this case, the Zaria people. That's even worse. Because look, the water's flowing in. How much are coming out each time? So you want to say, oh, we do Borzriya because we want a Chayshish Chayz. you know, for this, the shitas, the duzriya, the, but, so if we weren't concerned about either of these chumras, then we'd be fine. The problem is, in this world today, we're concerned with the chumras. So we have these two shachs to balance. The shach that says you keep the hole open, and the shach that says that we, the choshesh for the Ram and the Raivid, that Nosan Savanotel saw Adrubo, even by. So that became the challenge of the day. Again, if we wouldn't be interested in balancing all the shitas, we'd be fine. You know? But this became the challenge of the day. So what do we do? What do we do?
So I'll tell you. Okay, I'm going to erase a little bit.
Okay. So we know the fifth Rebbe, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, is the Rebbe Rashab of Sholem Baer. He was a big goyim. So he says, I have a new way of building mikvahs. Okay? And you should know, Rav Nachum Rosenberg told me that mikvah in Bnei Brak, you know, that they didn't do hashaka and they just let that, because that was their solution of juggling these problems. Just keep the one, you know, the boar. Kishamim, and let people, and then you won't have any problem because you're keeping, you know. But that's a way of dealing with it. But it's not the most pleasant way of dealing with it when women are going to not be happy with going, you know, into the smelly mikvah, you know. So this is the fifth Rebbe said the following. An idea. Don't do hashaka side by side. Do what we call bor al gabe bor. Meaning, put, as Rav Nachum Rosenberg pointed out to me, this is the easiest way to build a mikveh. Cheapest, easiest way to build a mikveh. Because you only need one cavity in the ground. You don't need two cavities. At first you have your mega shaman, then you have your floor. And then put a hole in the floor. They have a minute. They put two holes in the floor. You shouldn't step on the hole, and then they, you know, they cover the, so you have two holes far away. And then you put your mayim shuvim. And the assumption is like this: that the mega shaman are going to be cold. The mayim shuvim is heated up, so heat rises. So the assumption would be that the exchange rate of the mayim shuvim will be much less, and this way you have the hot water, and the shuvim is hot, this is cold, heat rises, so, and this is called bor al gabe bor. So this is the Rashab's famous mikveh. Rav Shechter says over from the Balat Tanya, but that's Balat Tanya really had a different type of mikveh based on something else. But the one that's really credited for this innovation is the fifth Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, and that was his. So one second. Yeah, what are you saying? Right. So then the heat will be always on top.
So if it's rising, meaning the
Gishamim? The Gishamim in the bottom. They're cold.
So it's going to rise to the top.
And the Mayim Shuvim is the hot water. So that's going to remain more on the top. So you won't have as much exchange.
Okay.
Oh. So the question is like this. So that's great. So that was his idea. So, and Lubavitchers today always want to have a bor al gabe bor. that's there. You don't have a Lubavitch who doesn't want to have a bor gabei bor, and they insist with they yeah, that's they you know they don't want to have a bor gabei bor. Well, good. So what's the problem with that?
It only delays the inevitable.
Right. It only delays because it's not going to be foolproof forever. Right. It delays the inevitable. Okay, but let's assume it delays the inevitable for some time. So this is the question. Page 23. Misha says, third, fourth line. Hanitzak v'chatafres amashka tofeach enu chibur. So, katafres enu chibur. So, what does that mean?
So, Pashup Shah means like this. So you have a mountain, and you have 20 saw here, 20 saw here, right? And you have water, like, gushing down. But this 20 is in its cavity, another 20 is cavity. But you have water gushing down. So that's called a katafris, a slope. A slope.
And anything on a slope. So the question is this water gushing down, could that be mechaber, the 220s? And you can to be able to go into one of them. So the Mishnah says no. If it's a katafris, it can't create a chibur. Okay. So, water on a slope is not a chibur. So the scenario I just showed you, the mountain has water gushing down, and the water really has the shear to connect. But since it's what the katafras, it's eino chibur. So okay. So that's it. So the Divrei Chaim has a chiddush. And this is his chiddush. And then the question is how to apply it. This is his chiddush. The Rechayim Sanzer, one of the great Goinim, he says like this. That what if you have water on a slope that's not flowing?
Say, like your dam, you have a dam here, so you just have water on a slope, but it's not moving. So is the katafris the issue, the slope issue, or the zechila issue? So he was mechadish, I should have the tshuva here in the packet. Yeah, I do, on page 27. He was mechadish that katafris be'ashborin. Even a katafris that's stationary is also lo have chibur. Okay? So therefore, some want to say that the Chabad mikvah who had this chap to do one on top of the other is possible. Why? Because they're trying to get this chumr in, you know, the double shach that I just explained to you. But he says, one on top of the other, what's the steepest angle? A 90 degree angle. So one on top of the other, that's like a 90 degree angle. So maybe you try to get out of this problem, and then you cause yourself maybe something that's possible. So many say that no, that he only meant it, the Divrei Chaim, when basically you have like a tube like this. But if it's not sitting one on top of the other, like you could say all water is, you know, so you don't say that, obviously you'll never have a mikveh then.
You know, so maybe if it's just the thin layer of the floor, that's not in his. Would, and there's theories in the Tshuvas, in the Divrei Chaim, whether he only meant it in this type of case, make shomim with a tube, and then the hashok is that way, or even in this type of thing. So basically, the Chabadniks, they dafka want, they fight. They want their mikvah. They want their mikvah. And personally, I tell people, just this past Friday, I told somebody, I had a whole long situation, we don't have time to tell you the whole situation, but I gave them an eitzah. People out of town, and they needed a Friday night mikveh, whatever I said, is there a Chabad mikveh? I'm a big believer, Chabad mikveh even l'chatchila. Chabad mikveh even l'chatchila, that this is not a problem, and it's all good. Even though there were people who said not that way, but I think the mainstream view is kosher. I mean, the politics of Chabad got involved in the later days, you know, and people were anti-Chabad for other reasons, and then somehow the mikveh got caught up in the thing. But mitzvah halacha, I think it's kosher l'chatchila, and it's very important, because if you go out of town, go on vacations, things, you know, like Chabad, they're very good. That's the easiest mikveh to build, because it's one compartment. You know, it's the cheapest, easiest mikveh to build, and that's why it's. So basically, so Chabad wants to have their bor al gabei bor underneath the bor tefila. So basically, the Satmar Rebbe and others made a pshara. So basically, let me tell you what people do today. In the regular community, wherever you are, in the big Jewish communities of Teaneck and Five Town, you know, all these big places, or even in Borough Park and all in these other places, they do both a bor tefillah and a bor hashaka and a bor zriya, and then they make a bor al gabei bor as well, except not underneath the bor tefillah. So this way, in other words, the Satmar Rebbe's chiddush was do bor al gabei bor min hatzad. Don't do bor al gabei bor underneath the bor tefillah, but do bor al gabei bor, say, by the bor hashaka, or by the bor. So what does that help? Because, you see, if it's no good, the hashaka under the bor tefillah, then you're dealing with a daraisa. You're going into shuvah. Right? And therefore, katafras, if it's katafras tenu chibor, you're dealing with a daraisa, it's no good. But if you're only doing it min hatzad, so min hatzad is only a question. So the water that you're being tovel in definitely is going to be hushak. The question is, maybe it got, you know, messy. So, but if you do it min hatzad, so then the stakes are only at the rabban, because in other words, the pashut shot is that the din of nosan sov and otol sov, according to the Rambam, is only a din d'rabban. So we have the double bor to make sure we don't have a problem with nosan sov and otol sov. Because on the bottom of the double bor, we assume that won't nesarid as much. Right? So then there is a rash that says that legavi psul d'rabban and efshur the katafris chavi chibur. So therefore, so that's what they do. I think I have a picture here. Look on page from Rav Yirmiyahu Katz's Sefer on page 40. Basically, you have the mikvah tefillah is aleph, bor zriya is beis, bor hashaka is dalet. So you have both. So you're doing and then you have bor al gabei bor underneath one of them or both of them, etc. And plus you do hamshacha, so that you don't let the water go in directly as well. So you have everything taken care of. It's just that Lubavitchers want to have the Borgari board by the board feel also. So non-Lubavitchers don't want to have that because the Choshish maybe is no good, so they'll put the Borgari board Menatzad on the either the on the base of Odal, they'll have a Borgari board. And that, at maximum, is to solve the Rabbanan issue, and then even if it's Katafris, have a Chibor by a Rabbanan, according to the Rash, according to that opinion. And Chabad will Dafka insist under the board Vila. So, but I don't have a problem with either of that. And that's a Ramosha of Mordechai Tenley, I quote from Ramosha, page 42. This is the play-by-play actions of the Soros Moshe that took place in Ramosha Feinstein's house for the past who knows how many years. That Rav Naiman from Chavetz Chaim, Tzilchsel Elai, he called up Rabbi Tendler, and then Acharchach Tzilchsel Rav Mendelsohn. That's Rabbi Baruch Pesach Mendelsohn's father, the rabbi in New Haven, and he was having issues with the. There was a Chabad yeshiva there, so they wanted them, and they had to juggle. See, the problem juggling with the shachs, had to juggle the Lubavitch with the, juggle different people who want different things. But the point is, Rav Moshe said, "Ladina yaduah shu machshir kol hamikvos." So that's what I think also. They're all kosher.
Both bar, David bar, and then bar.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah, and even the Lubavitch ones, but the Lubavitch ones, they insist. They want to have their mikvah, so they insist. But the problem is, a certain Rav asked me, he's building a new mikvah, should he put a Bor Agabi Bor underneath the Bor Tefillah? So I told him not to. Not because I think it's no good, I just think politically, then people who are the Dafka anti-Lubavitch will say, oh, you can't use this mikvah because this has a Bor Agabi Bor underneath the Bor Tefillah. So I told him, only do it. Even though I hold kosher lechatchila, but for political reasons, I told them don't do that because there's a yeshivish community in your community also, and they're going to start saying that no, this mikvah is no good. It's chabad and it's no good, and you're not allowed to use it. But no one will say that the gebor agabe bor minhatzad is no good. Maybe a Lubavitch otherwise, but and that's the way. The world is, and that's the story of the modern day mikvah. I wish I could spend more time to discuss more, but these are the basic yesodos. And okay, it's a pleasure spending some time together with you fellas. And if you ever want to hear the longer version, you could online the longer version of this thing. But mikvos is a very important limud, and it's a halacha l'maaseh. Just this week, I got a shaila that. Somebody's mikvah was, they felt wetness from outside. And so I had them speak to Rav Kalman Klein. He told them how to patch it up. But in the meantime, I thought that it was, Rav Klein didn't want to pass him without seeing it, but he agreed that Paschus is, it probably was as Kila Shein and Nikaris. But Kayadua, eventually it becomes Kila and Nikaris. So Rav Klein told him how to patch it up, so it won't continue to, because once there's moisture, but there wasn't even a leak yet, so it was most probably a Kilos Eina Nikeris, but any Kilos Eina Nikeris eventually will become a Kilos Eina Nikeris, so you gotta Chacham Eina Verosho to stop these things. So we'll go down to Dal Mincha now, and I wish everyone a good summer, and all the best.